A team of UW-Milwaukee researchers was behind a scientific first this year, the first observation of a black hole and a neutron star colliding and merging into each other. Using gravitational waves, they detected the event millions of light years away, and that could give us a new understanding of what exactly makes up neutron stars and how black holes interact with what's around them. Jolien Creighton is a professor of physics at UW-Milwaukee. He researches gravitational waves and was part of the team that led this discovery. Jolien, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
I want to first define a term here. I think people are familiar with the concept of the black hole. Neutron star may not be as much of a household word. What is that?
Well, a neutron star is a very, very dense object. It's more massive than our sun, but its size is probably around the same size as Madison. So about 10 miles across and mass of the sun. And it's probably the densest matter that exists anywhere in the universe.
And the key to this discovery, and a lot of interesting discoveries to come, I think, is gravitational waves. What are gravitational waves? How can we spot them?
Well, gravitational waves are actually ripples in space-time. So they are similar to electromagnetic waves, which are light and radio. But instead of electricity and magnetism, it's actually the gravity, which by general relativity, the theory of Einstein, is actually the space and time of the universe that is rippling. And as space and time ripples, that changes like the rate at which clocks tick and the distances between objects. And so we measure them by measuring very small distortions in distances between objects as the waves pass by us.
And I imagine it takes a lot of mass to make an observable gravitational wave, something like a massive neutron star in a black hole, which is what you observed. Like, we're not going to just find little stuff with gravitational waves, right?
No, we have to look for very, very massive objects, things that are more massive than our sun and very dense. So basically we can see neutron stars hitting neutron stars, black holes hitting black holes, and just now a neutron star hitting a black hole.
Now walk us through what you and your team did to suss out these gravitational waves and figure out this is our first observation of a neutron star whomping into a black hole.
Yes, well, as the neutron star and the black hole were orbiting each other, the amount of radiation they produce is so much that the orbit loses energy and gradually the orbit will decay. This causes them to move faster and radiate even more until they finally smack into each other. And that gives us a signal that we receive that is a signal that is changing in frequency as the system is orbiting faster, and it swoops up in frequency. And that's how we measure it. We measure the speed at which this thing is swooping up in frequency. And from that, we can deduce what the masses of the bodies were.
And as I understand it, I mean, I would picture, if I pictured it, Jolien, a black hole eating up this neutron star, or I don't know, a super explosion. It seems like this is more of a merger, if I'm reading this right.
Yeah, it's very interesting because it depends very much on exactly how much bigger the black hole is than the neutron star. So if the black hole is significantly bigger than a neutron star, then what will happen is the neutron star will just get swallowed whole by the black hole. But if they're more or less comparable sizes, then it's possible that the black hole will shred the neutron star up before it eats most of the material. And if that happens, that could be quite exciting because that would produce a lot of light and other radiation that we could see. And it might even eject a lot of the neutron star material into the galaxy that the system was lying in.
Now, with the gravitational waves that you observe, can that point us toward where in the universe this happened, or do we just know kind of that it happened and how far away?
We can actually determine the direction to the source to some degree. A gravitational wave detector is kind of more like your ears than your eyes. So you can hear something, but you might not know exactly where it came from. We use the fact that we have multiple detectors around the world to try and triangulate in the sky where the system might have come from. So like having microphones in various different places in the room, you might be able to figure out where the source of the sound is coming from a little bit better. But it's still a fairly large patch of sky that we had to locate it to.
Now, I know when I look at a star in the night sky, the light I'm seeing right now actually was emitted, depending on where the star is, hundreds or thousands or more years ago. Is it the same deal with gravitational waves?
Yeah, it's exactly the same. The gravitational waves also travel at the speed of light. And so these waves have been traveling to us for about a billion years.
Wow. Okay. Now, what you've made this discovery, I imagine you're not looking to stop there. What kind of things are you fishing for now in our gravitational wave detectors?
Well, we hope to see a whole lot more of these. And hopefully we will see some of these systems both in gravitational waves and in light. It turns out the two that we found, probably the neutron star got swallowed whole. But we're hoping to see perhaps some of the more violent ones where the neutron star gets ripped up. Those would be exciting to see. Gravitational waves are also looking, or the gravitational wave detectors are also looking for all sorts of other systems, things that we might not have seen so far. For example, they might be able to see nearby supernovae explosions or pulsars in our galaxy. These are things that we haven't detected yet, but hopefully we will be able to in the next few years.
Julian, we'll leave it there. Good hunting, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Julian Creighton is a professor of physics at UW-Milwaukee. He was part of the team there that led the first observation of a collision between a neutron star and a black hole.